the time of transition, uncertainty, change, getting done with those last exams, and finishing up those new papers, wondering what it'll be like when we get home or wherever we may be traveling to for Thanksgiving. In many ways, that is exactly what Mary Magdalene and Mary faced on that morning after the Sabbath. Their great hope had been in Jesus Christ, the Messiah. They and the disciples had looked forward to the time when that Messiah would bring the justice and freedom and the right kind of condition in Israel for the kingdom of God. But they had seen him die on the cross. And it seemed the end of a quarter, you might say. The end of an era. And yet they had some things to finish up yet. It wasn't enough for that body to be in the grave roughly as it was on Friday night. They needed to come back and embalm the body to finish that. And you can imagine their minds filled with wonderment as to really what it all meant. And yet they had to do it. They had to complete it before going on. And as they come toward the sepulcher, toward that rock tomb with its large stone in front of it, they see in the distance that the stone is gone. It's been moved. And then they see an angel. And they begin to say, "What is going on?" And as they push forward, the angel says to them, "Are you coming here for Jesus? He is not here. He's arisen." Arisen? Alive? Really? And the angel sends them back to tell the disciples. And as they turn to go, they meet Jesus himself. And they fall on their faces in wonderment, and they touch his feet, as would be done there in the most extreme kind of worship and reverence. And Jesus sends them home and says, "Go and tell the disciples, go and tell them that I'll meet them up in Galilee." And you can just see Mary and the other Mary rushing home to do this duty, to talk to the people in the upper room. And as they're pouring out the story in excitement that Jesus is alive, that the grave has been opened, they didn't realize that at the same time something else was happening. Because our text opened with these soldiers as dead men. They had seen it too, the guards. And they had fallen down as dead. But as the women went back, they also came to themselves and pushed on, some of them, into the city to talk to the chief priests and the elders. And while the disciples were hearing the news and rejoicing that the worst had given way to the best, another scenario was unfolding. Because the guards told the story and the chief priests took counsel and said, "Wait a minute, that's not what happened. Take this money and tell everyone that the disciples came and stole the body away." And soon the news filters out, and you can see it filtering up into the upper room. And the joy of the disciples all at once is overcome, with the best immediately turning into the worst. And they say to themselves, "Look at here, the official communication channels, the CNN, the NBC, the CBS, each one is carrying the official news. And who's going to believe us fishermen and a few women when the official channels are saying that we stole the body away?" And you know, maybe you feel that way, having been at the seminary a quarter or more, and now pushing, as it were, out into the real world and saying to yourself, "But will anybody really believe our message? Does anybody really want to hear the idea that God entered in Jesus Christ to take away our sins? Does anyone believe really that we are sinners?" Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you feel like Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And maybe you're saying, "You know, there's not even any need to tell it." They may have felt that way too. But here comes Jesus into the situation. He pulls them out of Jerusalem. He takes them up to Galilee. where they can really hear what he has to say. And then you hear him say, "Listen, disciples. Listen, my followers. You think all power is given to the scribes and Pharisees and the elders, to the official news media in Jerusalem? You think so? Listen, all authority is given to me, the Lord Jesus Christ, in heaven and in earth." Did you hear that? And knowing that, that all authority is given to me now. And here it's interesting in the translation, because this is a participle of attendant circumstance. While you're going about, make disciples. While you're on your way, while you're going home for the Thanksgiving holiday, while you're there with your relatives and your friends, while you're going out for an evening of entertainment, make disciples. Make followers, make learners of the Lord Jesus Christ. How? By baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. How? By teaching them to observe all things. And that word observe really is meaning to help them put in the front of their mind, to keep in first focus, and to actually do and carry out all those things that I have commanded you. And then he concludes in a beautiful way for all of us. He says, "And you know, while you're about this, recognize I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age." You don't have to go on your own. You're not getting in that car this afternoon on your own. He's there with you. And when you pray that God will give you someone to share that message with, someone to disciple, he will be there with you. He will help you see that person. And the Spirit of God will help you know what words to say when you do that. It's a good word for us at this moment of transition, at this moment of time, to know that Jesus says, while you're going about on this Thanksgiving vacation, be about the real work of making disciples. And no matter what the official communication channels may say, all authority is given to me. And in that context, you can go boldly without fear. It's not your work, it's mine. You are but the means that Jesus uses to bring that means of grace, that word, out to other people. Some of you are going to preach. Some of you are going to be involved in services. Some of you will be involved in administering the Lord's Supper, maybe even in baptisms. That's the work. That's what we are to do during this transition time. May God bless us as we do that now. And as we transition back in a week or so, help us always to remember that while we're going about on this campus, in this town, in the congregations, in our family, wherever we are, that we're about that work of making disciples for the Lord Jesus Christ. May God grant that for Jesus' sake. Amen.